All right, this is number 12, the mind weapons finale.
I would try to share some of the things I've been through in the last year and a half. I have in the series. You won't even believe it. No one would believe this self apocalypse that I've gone through. And it's been 49 years of it, really. And it's continuous. You know, we unveil more parts of ourselves through struggle and suffering. Hopefully I don't like to hope, but I would like to reveal more of my gifts and specialness, uniqueness. It's not easy being a human, and especially at this time of the culmination of all lies, all corruption, all poisoning on every level, in every realm, physical, non-physical, definitely in our minds, right? So mind weapons, mind wars, you know, so we don't even know what life is like without interference in our minds. All of us are interfered with. And we just accept it because we're Torah Makia, B'makas, we're expressions of Awayaki Afe and Kiyama, the wondrous mystery. And we adapt, you know, just like all beings you can witness in the physical, they adapt to their surroundings. No matter the challenge, because they want to live, right? Things are changing rapidly, and I've talked a little bit about this, but the air is changing every day. Maybe you've noticed the stars are wiggling. I mean, really, telling signs that things are changing, and changing fast. And, you know, the sun, and I talked about that the last episode, is this, are these episodes? No, I don't know. So the truth is a liberating thing for those who want to live without harming others. And so if the truth is challenging to those around you, they're not ready to move on. They're not ready to pass through those 9 gates, right? Have the potential to create their heaven is a, you know, it's a corrupted word as well, but preki avini amas ingoti amas, and the desired existence, right? I mean, the desired way of harmony. And so, what do we do when we're not? When we're not up to the challenge of our life, and we're not up to the challenge of looking in the mirror and seeing ourselves and all of our lifetimes of flaws, you know, that for whatever reason, we were able, you know, to compound, collect them. I mean, just pile them up into this being that we are in this lifetime. And that's, you know, I'm not going to go into that now, but just know that was not the original design. And just through corruption in the spiritual realm, partnered with the physical, like I've talked about, beings that would normally, you know, they destroyed themselves and should have been annihilated, and maybe parts could have been used for something else, but whatever, for whatever reason, you know, many of us were, many of the beings around you were allowed to stick around. And so that's an opportunity, you know. So at the very last, the last moments of the way that it's been prior, you know, previously, it hasn't even been this way that long in the grand creatopia. This is just a small little sliver in our it's painful. It's a painful sliver that we're stuck in it, right? Are we stuck in it? You know, how do we get out? I don't know. Your way is going to be different than mine. So in the last little chat, I shared about freeing yourself, you know, and how it's a solo journey. And so the big thing, you can't be doing drugs and alcohol, no drugs at all, zero. Not even an aspirin or Advil. Because that interferes with the communication of our body to us as much as anything else. But it makes the body think that you don't want to live if you're not in harmony with it, you know? So, and like, what do you do if you get hurt? Like, what do you do if you break an arm? You know, if you break an arm, don't move very far from where you're at. And don't have any clothing on your torso, you know, on your top of your body for at least 4 days. And within about 30 to 37 minutes, the pain is going to change, you know, because you need that pain to know that you can't move that way because you have a broken arm, right? You can't do those things that you would normally do that you want to do because you're hurt. So if you had a surgery or if you, you know, hurt yourself or, you know, cut or whatever, you need to feel that pain so you can be guided by your body on what to do. And so the biggest thing, if there was, you know, for a bug out bag, you want to have peroxide. Peroxide is super important because just to clean, you know, you can soap the, you know, if it's a cut, you'd soap it, you know, if it's a little cut, but otherwise just get the peroxide in there until, you know, as much as you can take and then watch it. And then, you know, you'll know when you need to take it again into the wound. And like I said before, let the blood dry. Let the body read the blood. And another good thing to have in a bug out bag would be like a cotton blanket. Like hopefully, you know, like a white blanket. Brown would be second best, but nothing synthetic. So, you know, because if you're not wearing a shirt, you know, you need to stay warm. But doing those simple things would speed up your healing. Like if you take an aspirin or something, it's slowing down your healing by 60% at least, you know, or Advil or something like that. And it's confusing your body and poisoning you even more. So your body doesn't understand. It's like, hey, we need to heal. Why are you making me work harder, you know, by poisoning me? So it's really kind of simple, but just those little things. And just know, like, your body wants to be in tune with you. Your body wants to be whole. You want, you know, because our consciousness is separate from the body. And our memories and our thought, they're not just in our mind. You know, our mind is more of a receiver, but I mean, it's a mystery. It's mystery. It's not the mystery. It's mystery. And we're a little M with that, but there is big M mystery, you know, and that's what we're in. That's what we serve, right? Because that's harmony with all life. So if you don't find yourself in a situation, you know, this is a solo journey here. Your opportunity to break free from all your past lifetimes, your mistakes and your flaws. And maybe they're not just yours. Of course, you know, we have society flaws and maybe there's masculine flaws and feminine flaws. Especially, you know, the feminine is so connected to the other feminine beings and mystery, big M. which is working through flaws as well, because it's changing. It has to. So it's a solo journey, but we're tied. We're tied to beings. We're tied to our pets. And if they're not up for the challenge of striving to live in truth, like, you're going to have to step away, because otherwise you're going to go down with them. And then you're not living in truth, right? If you're living with someone who is not capable of living in truth, like, there's no truth there. So just to know that. And once you take those steps to that first gate, I mean, maybe you're jumping around, you're on gate four because you're a different being than me. I don't know. But you'll be empowered now that these mind weapons are gone away. And I know I keep saying that these mind weapons are gone, they're gone, and they come back. I mean, when you have negative self-talk about yourself or other people, that is not your being. That is not the natural way. That is not living. That is not life-giving, loving energy to all beings. That is demonic energy. And so it's up to you. What is your way about the Draya Maka? The dream in the making, a dream that could become an H word, you know? I'm gonna retire English here. Once I have a family, like, we're not gonna even speak English. it's a slave language. It's debilitating. There we go. Okay, I'll try to get away from English. The other thing is, if you have pets, you know, if you have horses, you're tied to them. You can't leave. You're with them. Take care of them, horses, mules, they don't like to call that, or probably like an app, it would be called an ayrata, asa, better than a mule to a mule. But those larger pets, you know, they're not pets, you're the pet of theirs. I mean, they're geniuses, these beings, but you're tied to them. If it's a dog or cat, give it away or put it down. If it's a bird in a cage, you're tied to her. I'm just going to say her. Because there's a reason you're with. It's a sramaya. It's like a karma, but it's more about the bird did something wrong to birds, probably, to be in a cage. But same with the snake. Like, you have to take the snake with you. You could take the snake with you. The bird, I don't know, taking the snake with you is going to be tough, too. Like, so if you're tied to a snake or a bird, you're stuck where you're at. And just know that. And so then it's more about the self-work. It's not about with this body that you have, not sticking around. But if you live in truth, like I'd mentioned before, I believe you could come back as something else. You know, what will that be? I don't know. We're changing. Everything's changing, you know. And so I've mentioned too before, the natural world is about 7% from this realm. So you're going to witness a lot of plants and creatures, just they're passing away, you know. So there will be death of all kinds. And just know you need to protect yourself. And if you see someone die in front of you, you know, you can't take them with you. Make sure they're on their stomach. If you flip them over before they get grahobed and weighted down with kliti teato shundoku, but no, the work of breaking them down by all the beings. And another few tricks is just, again, for bug-out bag, have some paint. And ideally, it's even oil paint. If you have it, otherwise just latex paint. Yellow under the right nostril, a blue under the left nostril, below your mouth, an orange paint. Inside your right ear, green paint. And inside the left ear, this is if you're around a lot of death, brown. Brown would be just the colors. And that's just a few things. I mean, it's activating parts of your body's detox system, but it's also sending a signal, those colors, to the body, like, this is a very challenging time that you've never experienced before, traumatizing time. Be ready for whatever, and be ready for the smells that you normally wouldn't. So it just, it activates multiple layers of the body's detox system to deal with that added poisoning, because there's nothing more poisoning than rotted flesh, the smell of it, and the sight of it, of course, especially animals. And so as this time, I don't know how long, really. You know, I mentioned 4 months, no motors. As this time moves on to whatever is next, the pets are accumulating parasites, crotters. I mean, they're pets of the pets waiting around. They're starting to break down the animals. So, I mean, if the animals are eating more food than normal and not gaining weight, you know, they're feeding the visible and non-visible beings on them that are ready to help them break down and feed, you know, the Maria Sala, you know, the creepy Antonia Comiafon, the creatures that always reside, no matter what happens to the environment. They're always changing because they have to adapt, but they're always creatures at work in service to Cesarean, to service to Tlenkiaba, to service to Liapindi Simonioko, the truth, to life itself. That's it. We've all had mind weapons installed in us by aliens, believe it or not, and demons, spiritual demons. We've all been interfered with in our lives. We do not know what truth is. We do not know what life is like, what can be like. Fully, a fully, boslaki bithinki hi hasi vohantin, a life on fire with love for everything. But we can know that. This is your opportunity. And it's a solo journey. No one has a clue what you've been through. We can't have a clue what others experience. But we can know that they've all suffered. And they've all been interfered with. But that's ending. So it's, even if it's just in the last hours or days, or weeks, just know you can find peace in that. That all those things that you don't like about yourself or about this place, it's understandable. But it's not you. That's not you. You are a living being, an expression of the divine. We all are, we just need to act like it.
Whoa! So you clove my fig la hein. Hey! You sickle my vile kisses. Right! I'm all like a vimbaco, miss silky vitil tamoa. Rhyme! A bike of a silly crando. Hey, hey! A mass like a dilham beefy. Oh, a his dudibaha puffo, his citizen walk. Eel so poor, a milky fito, a mecky, a bohir hin o a hobbick, opa a lishe go, ho habe cabin po, twisla, crick eye the vaw. Rihal of him fake it up, Mohammed to Shibo, Mofu de Esta, Boke Vintu Saber, Kibumpo, Wakebo, Wabinka, Laha, Beke, Bifimo, Prike, Ba, Dishwakenak.